Alright, if you guys would turn to 2 Kings chapter number 17 and verse number 13, please. 2 Kings chapter number 17 and verse number 13. I remember so many times as a child, well, I'm still a child, mostly in mind, but I remember so many times my mom would say, hey, don't do that, or hey, stop doing that. And my first instinct would be, because she told me not to do it, I instantly wanted to do it. It's how we all are, I'm sure. It's how all of us were as kids. I see Jesse shaking her head back there. but we all wanted to kind of prove that our parents didn't know anything. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse number 13 says, yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways. That's gonna be what we read at first for now. Tonight, I'd like to preach on, you have been warned. You have been warned. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for your safety and travels on the way here, God. Thank you, God, for doing all that you've done in my life, Lord. Thank you, God, for dying on the cross for my sins, Lord. Because you know, Lord, and I know that I do not deserve it. Pray, God, that you please just help me tonight, God. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with the Holy Ghost, Lord. I ask, Father, that if there's anything hindering you from using me tonight, let you please just remove it from my life. Pray that you please just forgive me of my sins, God. Forgive me of anything that's hindering you to use me tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You have been warned. In verse number 13, it says, turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes, and according to all the law which I command your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. A little bit of backstory before this. Assyria has come and kind of captured the people of Israel, or captured Israel, and kind of began Israel has begun to turn away from God. They've begun to worship false idols and make their own idols and all this other stuff. They began to walk with the Assyrians. They began to walk with the heathen people. And that was God's warning. As the first point was verse number 13. And then my second point is Israel's response. It's in number 14, it says, notwithstanding. That word notwithstanding means in spite of. In spite of God telling them to repent, in spite of God giving them another chance, in spite of God telling them to come back to him, they decided not to. They said, notwithstanding, they would not hear. They wouldn't listen to God. They wouldn't even hear what he had to say. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their neck, or stiffened their necks, like unto the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in the Lord their God. Sorry, I have a note wrong here. Okay, and the third point that I have is Israel's consequences. Verse number 18. Wait, I'm sorry, I'm messing myself up. Okay, we're still on the second point. Let's go back to verse 15. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them, and they followed vanity. The word vanity means idols, and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. They began to blatantly disobey God. God said, hey, don't do this, and they would do that. If you notice, in verse number 13, in the later part, it says, turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments, and my statutes, and my statutes. And then in verse number 15, it says, and they rejected his statutes. They are doing exactly the opposite of what God has told them to do. It goes on to say in verse number 15, and became vain. That means that they became idolaters, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. Verse number 16 goes on to say, and they left all the commandments of the Lord their God. They have forsaken the commandments of God. They've totally turned their back on the commandments of God, and made molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and use divination. That word divination there means witchcraft. They began to use witchcraft and enchantments, and sold themselves to evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. They began to do all this. So from the beginning of verse 15 to the end of verse 17, they have completely done the exact opposite of what God had told them to do just in verse number 13. And then the third point that I have is Israel's consequences. In verse number 18, it says, therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight, and there was none left but the tribe of Judah. Also, Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of the spoilers. That word spoilers means plunderers, until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent, that word rent there means tore. For he rent or tore the house of, he rent Israel from the house of David. And they made Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, king. And Jeroboam drave Israel. They pushed Israel from following the Lord and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he said by all the servants, by all his servants, the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. I wonder how many of us are purposely disobeying the one that's trying to warn us. I remember reading a story yesterday, actually, and these people, they lived in some kind of city, and they wanted to kind of get away from it all, get away from all the noise, all of the distractions, and they actually purchased some property in Pennsylvania. It was a lake, and there was a dam on this lake. Well, the dam had been there for a long time, and it had begun to leak and began to crack. And these people, instead of using some of their money to fix the dam, they just kind of covered it up with straw and some clay. Well, eventually, long story kind of short, a storm came through, like a really big storm, and it began to fill the dam up. And the pressure, the water pressure that was behind that dam, the dam couldn't hold up because they never actually fixed it properly. They just covered up the holes, they covered up all the cracks. So eventually, one of the guys that were with him, they were saying that they warned all the other guys, and they said, "We need to get down to the town and warn the people. This dam's going to break." But they said, no, we don't need to do that. We can just fix it ourselves." So they went out in the rain and they began to kind of start digging digging trenches and trying to fix the problem themselves. And eventually it got so bad that they couldn't even really see, like the storm. And they couldn't begin to work. They tried all this other stuff, and they couldn't do it. They realized that they couldn't do it. So the guy finally said again, "Okay, now can we go warn the people?" And they all agreed to go warn the people. Well, as they went down to the town, about halfway down the hill, the dam broke. And as the dam broke, the water came rushing down the hill. It was taking cars and trees and houses, all kinds of stuff with it. And before they could even make it to the town, all of that water, all of that debris, smashed into the town. And some 2,000 people plus were killed. I wonder how many of us, we've been warned. Somebody has come in our lives and warned us, "Hey, don't go that way. Don't do what you're doing. Stop. It's not good. It's not going to end well." And we just ignore them. We say, "No, you don't know what you're talking about." And by the time we accept the warning, it's too late. You have people in your lives that warn you. I know a pastor, he looks out for people. Your parents look out for you. People in your life will, and they will warn you. The only question is, are you going to listen? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for all you've done. Thank you for your help, God. I thank you for everything that you've done in my life, Lord. I pray, God, that you please just use this message to help someone, Lord. I pray, God, most of all, Lord, that you let me not have been a hindrance. Thank you for all you've done. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.